Yeah, and I mean the water temperature is still very cold. You know, we're in you know the depths of winter, so the water temperature is the kind of temperature that can cause cold water shock. So if people are going for a swim or they're doing any you know water sports, they need to have the proper equipment. They need to submerge themselves slowly and acclimatize to the water temperature. It's not a day for casually going down and jumping in off a pier or anything like that. The other thing is the wind and the swell, especially Sunday evening and Monday onwards. We've quite powerful swell out in the Atlantic. We get this time of year with the winter storms, they're created quite far off the coast. So by the time the waves hit Ireland, they're very well formed, very powerful waves that can cause rip currents and can cause drifts on beaches. So especially from Sunday afternoon onwards, be very careful. Anyone who's planning to go surfing or any of those water sports, the conditions can be changeable. The difference between January and July, I always think, is in January, it can turn in 10 minutes. It can turn from an okay day to a very, very dangerous day in terms of conditions, whereas the summer tends to be a little bit more settled and there's a little bit more leeway in terms of water temperature.
Yeah, and just to finish off then, what would your message be for people kind of planning or considering any activities even close to the water this weekend?
Well, first of all, I would say check ahead, check the weather forecast to make sure that it is suitable to do whatever water sports activity you're doing. But when you get to the beach or the pier where you're about to do this, check again. Use your eyes and look at the conditions there. And just always, if you're going out in a boat, always bring a life jacket or some means of flotation. Always bring a mobile phone or a radio or some means of communication. And if anybody sees anybody in difficulty, even if you're not sure, if you're looking at something you're not sure, still phone 999, ask for the Coast Guard and tell them exactly what you're looking at so that help can be organized for that person.